This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has had side meetings with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and Italian Prime Minister Giorgio Meloni at this G7 summit. He'll meet with other leaders there in Hiroshima, Japan, as the most powerful democracies unveil new sanctions against Russia and call out China for its trade practices. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittakuswara has more.
The leaders of the group of seven most powerful democracies pledged to tighten punishment on Russia for its invasion of Ukraine, expanding sanctions to more industries.
We will restrict trade in Russian diamonds. Russian diamonds are not forever.
President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine, not a G7 member, is scheduled to participate in the meeting on Sunday, following his appearance at the Arab League summit in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Other non-members invited include the leaders of Indonesia, South Korea, Vietnam, and Brazil, part of summit host Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida's outreach to the Global South. Patsy Wittakuswara, VOA News, Hiroshima.
The debt limit talks between the White House and House Republicans have stopped and started and stopped again at the U.S. Capitol. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The series of events Friday came amid high-stakes negotiations to avoid a potentially catastrophic default. The White House press secretary said that President Biden remains optimistic that a deal can be reached. The White House did acknowledge that there are serious differences. Biden and Republicans are racing to strike a deal as the nation careens toward a potentially catastrophic debt default if the nation fails to pay its bills. Negotiations are expected to continue over the weekend, and President Biden is heading home Sunday to assist with those negotiations. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. Speaking at the funeral of Subway performer Jordan Neely, the Reverend Al Sharpton says Neely should not be forgotten.
We should not celebrate Jordan's life, but we should not ignore how he died.
Neely is the man who died on a New York City subway as another rider allegedly choked him to death. Latino migrants crossing the Rio Grande, dividing Mexico from the U.S., has been a common sight, but as VOA's Elizabeth Lee explains, lately there have been migrant crossings that were once less far common.
The number of Chinese migrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border has increased sharply. According to U.S. Customs and Border Protection, nearly 10,000 crossed on foot from October to April, compared with just over 2,000 who crossed in fiscal year 2022. This man goes by only his surname, Jin, for fear of retaliation against his family in China. He traveled for 42 days through South America to the U.S. Many Chinese migrants take similar routes, flying from China to Turkey and then to Ecuador because of its relatively loose visa policy. From there, they travel by foot and bus through South and Central America to the U.S.-Mexico border.
That was Elizabeth Lee. Jeff Bezos says rocket company has won a NASA contract to land astronauts on the moon 2 years after losing out to SpaceX. Blue Origin received a $3.4 billion contract Friday to develop a lunar lander. It will be used to transport astronauts to the lunar surfaces as early as 2029, following a pair of crew landings by Elon Musk's SpaceX. NASA wants different landing options as it seeks to return astronauts to the moon decades after the Apollo program. One of football's most notable figures on and off the field has died. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
Pro Football Hall of Famer Jim Brown, the unstoppable running back who retired at the peak of his brilliant career to become an actor, as well as a prominent civil rights advocate during the 1960s, has died. He was 87. A spokeswoman for Brown's family said he passed away peacefully in his Los Angeles home on Thursday night with his wife Monique by his side. One of the greatest players in football history and one of the game's first superstars, Brown was chosen the NFL's most valuable player in 1965 and shattered the league's record books in a short career spanning 1957 to 65. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
And I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.